I'm Paul Hunton, and this is 24 Frames on 89.1 FM. This segment is proudly supported by Host & Toast Wine & Tech Terrace and Charles Monster Law Firm. If The Avengers works in the faith of the trade paperback comics full of quick humor and fast-paced action, then I would say that Christopher Nolan's The Dark Knight Rises works more in the faith of a graphic novel. There is more time to brood, to set the stage, to unleash whatever devastation you would like on your characters. In Batman's case, that devastation comes in the form of Bane, a steroid-infused cyborg, half sci-fi supervillain, half Nietzschean nihilistic nightmare. Bane unleashes horrors not only on Batman, but on the city of Gotham. The Dark Knight Rises picks up 8 years after the previous film, The Dark Knight, and ups the ante in every single category. When looking at this trilogy, you have to admire its scope. It makes other comic book adaptations look as campy as the original 60s Batman TV series starring Adam West. The film is too long, however, at 164 minutes, and the middle starts to drag, but the final act is probably the best action finale in the history of cinema. Hours of emotional buildup, years of fan discussion, and probably around $100 million explode on the screen in horrific delight. While The Dark Knight Rises might not be the best film in the series, it is an absolute fitting ending. To wrap up a series that was this epic in scale in such a spectacular way proves that Chris Nolan will be making great movies for many years to come. Finally, when discussing this film, I can't ignore the tragedy that happened in Aurora, Colorado, where a masked gunman entered a midnight screening and opened fire, killing 12 and injuring many more. It breaks my heart as a longtime movie lover to know that the place people go to escape and to dream became a violent nightmare. My thoughts and prayers go out to the families of all those affected by this tragedy. For 24 Frames on 89.1 FM, I'm Paul Hunton.